You know, I think this. I think Daniel Jones certainly is going to grow as he moves into this role. As whatever happens, I mean, Eli Manning played well in the opener, but the Bears played nobody, Patrick.
No.
I mean, this was for the taking. If you were paying attention at the sports book at the South Point, this is one of those where they were saying, please take my money, because the Bears said, we're not playing anybody, right? We're just going to fly into New York and we're going to fly right out, and we don't care what the score is. And those are the kind of opportunities as the better or investor, you got to take advantage of. You got to sense the moment. Once you saw that list of who wasn't playing, you know, you should have run up right up to Vinny's window there at the South Point and played it, because that was going to be a gimme. So how do you evaluate Daniel Jones coming off this? How do you evaluate what he did? Because it's too easy. It's not really NFL football. It's more of a college all-star game. So I'm going to temper my commentary on where he's going to play and how he's going to be until the actual bullets start to fly.
Well, let me ask you. Sorry to interrupt you, Michael, but let me ask you that. And I agree with you. Nagy almost has that McVay approach to the preseason. So bettors need to pay attention. It's not a John Harbaugh thing. It's a completely different philosophy. But you mentioned, how do we evaluate? That's the call I get the most. How do we pay attention to the preseason? What should we look for? So you're watching Daniel Jones, and he is nice. It's 11 of 14, 161 and a touchdown. But what exactly, as an evaluator, should you be looking at?
I'm looking to see if he can play faster. I'm looking to see if he handles and understands where the pressure's coming from, and where if he can get himself into the right protection. Because for all the great throws, for all the arm strength, it really comes down to how mentally adaptive you are to what's going on. And we know this in the preseason. Nobody shows their good stuff. Nobody runs all their blitzes. Like, for example, there'll be teams today playing the Colts. They might just play all cover two today. They might play all cover three. They just want to watch their players, evaluate them, and go through it. They're not looking to win the game. They're looking to win the evaluation. They want their players to play faster. It's the same thing with a lot of teams. And some teams just decide, look, we're going to get our work here against ourselves, and then those games are going to be more for the young players. And I think as an investor, you got to say to yourself, well, I'm not going to pay attention to that. I think for Daniel Jones, it's really about how quick-minded can he become, and can he play and adapt under pressure? It's no different than watching a golfer try to hit a golf ball in pressure. You know, they all hit them well at the range, right? But sometimes when the pressure's on, they shank him. That's what you're looking for with Daniel Jones, how he handles it all.
Have you been impressed with him just physically and aesthetically? Yeah. Has he popped to you, Daniel Jones?
I mean, I think he looks really like he did at Duke. I think he's got a sense of comfort. I think he's very comfortable within the West Coast style of offense, a rhythm passing game. But again, you got to watch it. Like 2 weeks ago, Kyler Murray looked great, right? They played cover three the whole game, the Chargers, and he had hitches he could throw. Then he goes and plays the Raiders, and they line up in a couple of double A-gap pressures. They bring some pressures off the edges. All of a sudden, the game's moving way too fast for Kyler Murray. So I think you have to be real careful. The Bears have not played anybody. The Jets really didn't go after Daniel Jones, and the Bears haven't either. So you got to be careful in terms of where this is going to go. Now, the Giants, they need all the confidence they can get. They're today saying, hey, look, we just soundly beat the Bears. But if you look at the inactive list for the Bears, that's their team. That's their whole team.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
If you didn't beat the Bears, you beat the Bears training camp roster. You didn't beat the Bears.
One of the best defenses in football was